Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, comes to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, most of this show will be dedicated to what just happened to Donald Trump. Disqualified from the ballot in Colorado for the very short term. You know the Supreme Court will overturn it. It should be an unanimous 9-4, 9-0 ruling. If it's not, then you know the Supreme Court is completely corrupt, completely compromised. It's the most ridiculous thing in the history of the world. Has Trump been convicted of anything? No matter how you feel about Trump, he's never been convicted of a thing in the United States. He's never been charged with a thing. In the United States of America, you are innocent until proven guilty. He's never been charged with insurrection. There's not one shred of evidence there was an insurrection or that he asked for insurrection. He told the crowd to be peaceful. You can't disqualify someone from a ballot for causing an insurrection when he's never been convicted of causing an insurrection. It's insane. But, you know, Democrats have Trump derangement syndrome. But before I get to that story, which will dominate the show today, obviously, and I've got a commentary about it as well. It just came out that Chinese communist leader Xi Jinping bluntly told Joe Biden to his face in that San Francisco summit from a couple of weeks ago where we gave him a parade and flew communist flags. He told Biden to his face that China will take Taiwan, whether peacefully or by force. Either way, Taiwan will become part of China. And Joe Biden, of course, didn't answer back in any way that would scare China. Because Joe Biden is compromised by China. So we are in such a bad situation, you have no idea. I told you. China will take Taiwan. And when China takes Taiwan, Taiwan makes, I think it's 94% of all the world's chips. As in computer chips, not vanilla chips, not chocolate chips, computer chips. The chips that run your cars, the chips that run your phones, the chips that run your iPhones. The chips that run your computers, your laptops, and all the military equipment of the United States. So if China now controls those chips and they say, sorry, we're not giving them to America anymore, how are you going to fight a war with China without the chips? You got no phones, you got no computers, you got no military equipment, you got no cars, you got no nothing. And here's Biden just standing there, you know, smiling ear to ear like the moron that he, with diapers that he is, saying nothing back to Xi Jinping. Really crazy, crazy, crazy. So let me read you my latest column that I wrote early this morning. Here is why Democrat judges in Colorado disqualify Trump. And here are the three solutions, assuming Republicans aren't cowards and girly men. And that's a huge assumption. Let's start with how dumb, desperate, and delusional Democrats are, especially Democrat judges. These Colorado Supreme Court morons have just added 5 more points to Trump's lead nationally. They didn't learn from all the indictments. They learned nothing. 4 indictments, and each time Trump went up in the polls, but you still didn't get the message? Trump goes up every time you try to destroy him, like communist KGB thugs or Nazi Gestapo. The American people can clearly see evil. They can see how you've weaponized government against your enemies. They can see how scared you are of Trump. And it brings people who never liked Trump to Trump's side. You've made Trump superhuman, a superhero, and a martyr. Democrats are clearly a combination of corrupt, evil, mentally ill, and just plain stupid. So that brings me to the question, why? Why do something so stupid and blatantly obvious as to disqualify Trump from the Colorado ballot? Why telegraph to the whole American electorate that you're desperate and scared to death of Trump beating you? If Trump is such a bad candidate and so unpopular and so self-destructive, why not just leave him alone? Why not let him destroy himself? Why not let him talk? If Trump is a surefire loser, Why not root for him to win the nomination? Why indict him and make him stronger? Why make him a sympathetic victim? If he's such an unpopular candidate, shouldn't you want him to run and win? Here are the answers why they've done what they've done. Number one, many of these judges around the country, including Colorado, just like the leaders of the Democrat Party around the country, are pure evil. They are radical communists. They hate America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and God. They're trying to intentionally divide and destroy this country. They want to foment crisis and force a civil war. Number two, many of these judges around the country, including Colorado, just like the leaders of the Democrat Party around the country, are mentally ill with Trump derangement syndrome. They're nut jobs. They see Trump and they cannot help themselves. They act irrational and delusional. They throw the rule of law and the U.S. Constitution out the window in order to stop Trump at all costs. Number three, many of these judges around the country, including Colorado, just like the leaders of the Democrat Party across the country, are corrupt, compromised, and dirty. Just like Joe Biden and his boss Obama, they are bribed and owned by China, the Chinese Communist Party, the Mexican drug cartels, George Soros, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, and other assorted powerful global interests like the UN and the WHO, who hate America and want to destroy us. They are desperate to cling to power and finish the job of destroying America. Only Trump stands in the way. Number four, many of these judges around the country, including Colorado, just like the leaders of the Democrat Party around the country, are perverts, pedophiles, and sexual deviants. They've either visited Jeffrey Epstein's pervert island, or they bribe, blackmailed, and owned, or they are bribed, blackmailed, and owned by people who have visited Epstein's island. They can't afford to allow Trump to retake power, or they'll all hang for their pedophile crimes. Number five, because almost every politician, leader, and judge in the Democrat Party is owned by either China or the Mexican drug cartels, they need to keep the border open at all costs. They make billions in bribes, kickbacks, and finder's fees for allowing human trafficking, drug trafficking, fentanyl trafficking, pedophilia, and terrorism through the wide open border. They cannot afford to allow Trump to retake power. He would kill their gravy train. Number six, most of all, they're just scared to death that if Trump wins in 2024, he will indict, arrest, and convict them of treason for their terrible crimes against America and the American people. They have rigged elections, taken bribes, looted billions in taxpayer money, framed Trump, framed the January Sixers, and worst of all, aided and abetted a massive foreign invasion of our nation to help the enemies of America. The sentence for treason is either death or life in prison. Their lives are on the line. They cannot let Trump retake power. Here are the three solutions. They are simple. These are my solutions. Number one, disqualify Biden and remove him from the ballot in every red state. Two, excuse me, two can play this game. Two, it's time for the GOP to fight fire with fire. But in Biden's case, his disqualification is for good legal reason. Massive corruption and theft and the intentional destruction of America by opening the border and welcoming a foreign invasion. Number two, red state DAs and AGs must indict Biden and his boss Obama, border czar Kamala Harris, border chief Mayorkas, and many others involved in this open border plan to destroy our country. We are the Alamo. We are being invaded by military-age males intent on killing Americans from China, from Hamas, from Hezbollah, from MS-13. All those responsible for this travesty must be indicted for treason and brought to justice. It's up to Republican red state DAs and AGs. Two can play this game. Fight fire with fire, or this great nation will soon be lost forever. And number three, it's time for a massive Trump rally in Colorado. Let's make liberal brains explode. Fill 80,000-seat Mile High Stadium, the home of the Denver Broncos, with 80,000 Trump warriors. Show the whole country, the whole Democrat Party, and those four unelected Colorado communist judges with Trump derangement syndrome that Colorado is Trump country. Prove that Trump is loved and adored everywhere, including Colorado. You cannot take the people's votes away. We will be heard. Shove it right in the judges' faces. This is exactly what these commie traitors are so afraid of. They have no support from the people. That is why they're so desperate to disqualify Trump. Now, my ideas would absolutely work if Republicans had any balls. But they don't. They're feckless, weak-willed cowards and girly men. And at least half or more of the GOP leadership is also bribed by China and the Mexican drug cartel. Up next, we're about to find out where the U.S. Supreme Court stands. Is the Supreme Court a bunch of girly men, or is the Supreme Court bribed and compromised? We're about to find out. So there's my column that was just written this morning. It'll come out at my website, Root for America, tomorrow. It'll come out at the Gateway Pundit tomorrow. It'll come out on social media tomorrow. And I think I made a lot of good points that are true. I wouldn't be surprised if these judges are all pedophiles and sexual perverts, and they were all on Epstein's plane headed to Epstein's Island. I wouldn't be surprised if these judges were all on the payroll of the Mexican drug cartel in China. I wouldn't be surprised if they're all mentally ill with Trump derangement syndrome. You know what the definition of an insurrection is? Trump had nothing to do with an insurrection. The only insurrection I know of is to leave the border open and allow and welcome and incite and foment a foreign invasion of the United States that gets worse every minute of every day. That's an insurrection. That's a coup, and that's what ought to be punished by red state DAs and red state AGs. And if you won't do it, then you're all good for nothing. You're useless. By the way, here's an interesting column. The last time Democrats took a GOP candidate off the ballot was in 1860. They would not allow Abraham Lincoln's name on the ballot in southern slave states. Isn't that interesting? I think it's real interesting. It's kind of an interesting analogy. Interesting analogy. And who was the South, by the way? The Democrat Party in those days. This is not the first time Democrats pulled this trick during a national election for president. They did it in 1860 when the Republican nominee Abraham Lincoln's name did not appear on most southern states' ballots. Lincoln was still able to win an election with a plurality of the popular vote. In the rest of the country, the Democrat plot failed. Lincoln won the election with 180 electoral votes. Wow. Trump's going to win, too, with or without Colorado. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code ROAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code ROAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard start right now. They're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne on the Root. You remember, I was a long time ago, last March, almost a year ago, 9 months ago, last March, when I was the first in the country to suggest, and then so many people copied me, that red state, red Republican state, and red Republican city AGs, attorney generals, and DAs, and prosecutors need to prosecute Biden and Obama, his boss, and Hillary Clinton, and Mayorkas, and Kamala Harris, and even Merrick Garland should be prosecuted. Make them prove they're not criminals. Indict them in cities and let them spend millions in legal fees and let them fly in airplanes to be fingerprinted and mugshotted. You know, do the same thing to them they do to us. And I would apply the same thing now to Biden. I would say his name should be removed from every Republican state's ballot. Let the Supreme Court decide. Because there's a guy that committed real insurrection. He's allowed the invasion of the United States of America. All right, we'll talk about the sponsor of the show, Spike Warrior, right now. I'm proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines and the news gets worse every day, and I've got the stories for you every day here on the show, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, Wayne, please help me. What can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I took this stupid vaccine. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body, and now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending no-covidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity and DNA stability. Patent-pending no-covidium was fantastic. This is three times better. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. The genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com. to get all three products, remove, repair, restore, for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to spikewarrior.com. That's spikewarrior.com. Use the promo code WAR to get a 50% discount. 5-0. Now, the disclaimer, I've always got to say these things have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. So, of course, this has to go to the Supreme Court, right? Right away, you got to hope and pray the Supreme Court takes it and they rule 9-0 that Trump cannot be taken off the ballot. You've already got the Lieutenant Governor of California suggesting that they find a way to get Trump off the California ballot right away. The Colorado Republican Party is mulling a primary exit, getting rid of the primary, and eyeing a caucus if the Supreme Court were to uphold the Trump ballot exclusion in the primary. Then they would go with a caucus and avoid this this problem entirely. Vivek Ramaswamy, I keep saying he should be vice president. I told Trump he should be vice president. I believe he brings the energy. I believe he brings the ideas. He is so bold. He is so ballsy. He says things on in all GOP debates and on TV and in interviews that even Trump won't say. He says the same type of hard-nosed, tough love comments as Trump, and yet he's a young version of Trump, and he's a minority, and he'll appeal to young people, and he withdrew from the Colorado primary until Trump is reinstated, and he challenged DeSantis, Haley, Nikki Haley, and Chris Christie to do the exact same thing. That's my guy, Vivek Ramaswamy. Fantastic. And then how did DeSantis react to that? DeSantis is trying to sell the lie to his fans or to people who could be his voters. He's trying to sell the lie this morning that this is all being done because Democrats want Trump as the nominee and they know this will make him stronger. So this is an attempt to help Trump, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I understand DeSantis' supporters have been telling me that for 9 months now. They are high, like Rocky Mountain high, like Mile High Stadium high. They're high. Democrats are so scared of Trump and so petrified of Trump and so desperate to stop Trump. They will do anything to stop him and remove him. And DeSantis, your crap doesn't fly. The reality is that if Trump was the only guy that Biden could beat, Trump was the easiest candidate for Biden to beat, if Trump was the best, most viable option for Biden to beat, they would want him to be the nominee. They would do anything to make sure that he has clear sailing. Let him talk. Let him run. Don't do anything bad to him. Why would you do this? This makes him popular, not just in the Republican primary. The indictments and the disqualifications and the persecution is making Trump popular in the general election. Biden is sinking so far, he will never beat Trump. All because they decided to indict Trump because they all are mentally ill with Trump derangement syndrome. And now, of course, the Biden administration is linked to the Trump ballot ban in Colorado. I'll tell you more when I get back. The Biden administration is linked to the Trump ballot ban in Colorado. Let me tell you something. They're not trying to give Trump the nomination or hand Trump the nomination. They're trying to stop Trump because he's a machine and he's a killing machine. The only way they're ever going to win the election is if they disqualify Trump and get him out of the way. That is so clear. You're delusional if you don't see it. They're desperate and they're scared to death he's going to put them all in jail.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
War now!
U.S. USA News Update. The United Nations Security Council has again postponed the vote on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. After already delaying the vote for one day, the council convened Wednesday to consider a resolution advocating for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict and an increase in humanitarian aid deliveries. After hours of negotiations, the United States requested the vote be deferred until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
Blinken said the resolution of the conflict cannot involve Hamas remaining intact. The Powerball jackpot has reached $572 million ahead of tonight's drawing. If you win, a lump sum is worth $286 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We'll be right back.
Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies, Amio Life, joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and natural silver mouthwash after each meal and silver gel on my face each night. And silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering our listeners a special 50% discount on their entire product selection line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what inflation is doing. So you get a 50% discount, not 5, not 15, 50, 5-0, half off. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or call them directly at 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to get 50% off. 800-422-8148 or AmioLife.com, ROOT50, and you save 50%. All right, my guest is here to discuss what just happened to President Trump in Colorado, Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, manager of Heritage Election Law Reform Initiative, co-author of the book, Our Broken Elections Had Left Changed the Way You Vote. Yeah, right. They just disqualify you if they don't like you, right, Hans?
Well, unfortunately, yeah, that's what the Colorado State Supreme Court has done, and they did it with no legal authority to do so. In fact, they are violating the U.S. Constitution, and they're thumbing their nose at the U.S. Supreme Court and prior precedent.
I mean, you know, I'm just a total novice. I'm not a lawyer. But let me ask a dumb question. Being that President Trump has never been convicted of insurrection, never been convicted of inciting an insurrection, never been convicted of anything, what grounds would you have to say you're disqualified because you led an insurrection? Isn't that guilty before ever having a trial?
Well, yes. And in fact, that's one of the huge problems with what they've done. And in fact, look, this was a split decision. It was 4-3. And one of the dissenting judges actually wrote a very good dissent in which he pointed that out. You know, here we have the California Supreme Court concluding the president was guilty of insurrection when his due process rights were completely denied. In other words, if he had been criminally indicted and charged with insurrection, he would be able to present defense witnesses. He'd be able to cross-examine the witnesses. But none of that occurred in this case. And not only that, but – and this is one of the most important points. Look, which entity has authority over a president? Which entity is it that can actually remove a president when he engages in wrongful behavior? Well, it's the U.S. Congress. And what happened in the U.S. Senate – in February of 2021, a trial was held after the House. Remember, the House passed a second impeachment resolution, and one of the articles of impeachment was they claimed that Trump had engaged in incitement to insurrection. So what happened in the Senate trial? He was acquitted.
Right. And by the way, wasn't it the third impeachment trial? Because the first one was Russian collusion, wasn't it? And the second one was Ukraine, and the third one, therefore, was January 6th and everything that happened around that, wasn't it? Am I wrong?
No, it was two. They didn't get around to the Russian collusion one.
Oh, they just sicked the special prosecutor on it. There never was an impeachment on it. Got it. Okay.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
So it's just Ukraine and January 6th. Got it.
Yeah. So here you have some state court judges saying, well, you know what? Our judgment is better than that of the United States Senate. We're going to override what they did, even though they actually represent the U.S. senators, all 50 states.
Yeah, well, look, it seems ludicrous, but the question is, what will the Supreme Court do? I mean, are they going to overrule it 9-0? We don't even know if they'll take the case, right? They could actually turn it down, an expedited case. They don't have to say yes, right?
They do not. They get to decide whether they take it when the appeal is filed. That would be, if they decided not to take this case, that would be the biggest dereliction of their duties that I think we have ever seen in our history. They have to take this case, not only because the Colorado Supreme Court was wrong, and what it did was unprecedented, removing a presidential candidate from the ballot. But look, this isn't the only case. There are multiple cases going on in other states. A new one was just filed in Oregon with the state Supreme Court there. There's a case ongoing in Michigan. The U.S. Supreme Court's got to take this case and issue a ruling on this to short circuit all of these other cases.
Right. Right. California, the lieutenant governor just said today, we got to do the same thing here in California. Let's find the grounds. So, I mean, let me ask you this. If the Supreme Court, again, a legal question, if the Supreme Court throws this out and finds this is ridiculous, ludicrous, and they vote 9-0 or 8-1 or something like that, then no other state could do it, or could each state still do it and they just threw out the Colorado one?
No, I think the ruling that the Supreme Court would hopefully come down with would short-circuit all of the cases. And I'll give you a quick example.
You'd hope, yeah.
And this is one of many mistakes that the court made. Look, if you read Section 3 of the 14th Amendment closely, right, the idea of it, the language says that you're going to be disqualified from holding office if you previously engaged in insurrection or rebellion and at one time held certain offices. You were a member of Congress. You were a state official, or you were an officer of the United States. Now, obviously, Trump was never in state government. He was never in Congress. So was he an officer of the United States? And the answer to that is no. How do we know that? Because the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, has issued multiple decisions saying that that term, officer of the United States, when it's used, refers only to people who have been appointed to positions in the federal government, not someone who was elected. What that means, Wayne, is very simple. It means that Joe Biden today, he's not an officer of the United States because he was elected. Donald Trump was never an officer of the United States because he was never elected. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, he is an officer of the United States. Why? Because he was appointed to that position by the president. And so if the Supreme Court reverses the Colorado Supreme Court, which they should, because what the Colorado Supreme Court did is they just said, well, we're just not going to pay attention to what the Supreme Court said. And yeah, Donald Trump was an officer of the United States. If they overrule him, that would mean that Section 3 simply doesn't apply to Donald Trump, whether or not you think he engaged in an insurrection. And that would short circuit every single lawsuit that's been filed against him in every single state.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting scared and desperate because they've seen the polls. Biden's the lowest of all time for Biden. Biden might be the lowest of all time, period. Kamala's even lower than Biden in most polls. Well, I've seen one poll where she actually now passed Biden. He's so unpopular. She's more popular than him, which is hard to believe. She had another word salad today, by the way, Hans, that was just embarrassing for the country. She can't speak. I mean, she really is dumb as a doorknob, but it's just impossible to believe she's vice president of the United States. She screwed her way to the top. Unbelievable. But having said that, you know, Biden is at an all-time low, and in every single poll, Trump's beating him, and that's never happened before. In the history of Trump, from the moment he went down the escalator in June of 2015, he's never been leading, ever, against anyone, you know, certainly against any Democrat. And so it seems that he is in a really good position, and that's why they're so desperate. They want the borders open. They want to destroy this country. They want to finish the job of wrecking the country that they started when they stole the election in 2020, and here they are. All right, look, speaking of rigged and stolen elections, you have a commentary you just put out called Ensuring Fair and Honest Elections in 2024. Every state has some work to do. What is being done to ensure the 2024 election is not stolen?
Well, it depends on what state you're in. I hate to say that, but
how about Nevada, where I live?
Nevada is one of the worst states in the country.
Terrible.
It's hard to tell you that, but look, 2 years ago, 2021, we launched what we call an election integrity scorecard at the Heritage Foundation. We put together 47 best practices criteria, everything from how states ought to handle cleaning up and maintaining the accuracy of their voter registration rolls to how they should handle and administer absentee ballots. And then we sat down and we looked at the laws, procedures, practices of every single state, and we gave them a grade. You know, if they did what we recommended, they got a good score. If they were not doing what we recommended, they didn't get a good score. Perfect score was 100. And as you would probably imagine and predict, the best states in the country are mostly red states. You
know, and I'll bet Nevada's got an F, right? And Nevada's about as bad as it gets, right?
Nevada, I think, is second to lowest in the entire nation.
Yeah, because we got a Democrat Assembly, a Democrat Senate. No matter what the Republican governor does, he's stymied at every turn. It's all Democrats in charge of the state. And up until recently, we had a Democrat governor with a Democrat Assembly and a Democrat Senate. It's really quite amazing what they've managed to do in this state, in a state where everybody I know is a Republican. It seems like a very bright red state. They somehow turned into a purple trending blue state. Again, with mail-in ballots and no voter ID and ballot harvesting. That's how they did it. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, manager of Heritage Election Law Reform Initiative and co-author of Our Broken Elections. Thank you, Hans. Keep working on saving our elections. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for ZTAC and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary ZTAC product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, Wayne Alaroot. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The roots on fire. War Beef is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I mean, I keep telling you guys that China is going to invade Taiwan, so you need to start preparing if things go to hell and things get much worse. And, of course, I didn't say this, but Harry Dent, who's a very well-known economist, says he believes there's going to be a massive, massive market crash next year. And several other people who are very smart said the same thing. Now, there's difference of opinion. I respect the hell out of Kip Herridge, who for years has been my investment guru. And Kip is not saying the economy's good. He's not saying the economy's healthy. He's not saying everything's good for everyone. He knows that the middle class is under attack. But he is saying that as far as rich people go, as far as Wall Street and the stock market goes, he believes that it's in good shape. He doesn't believe we're in for a collapse and a crash next year. But that doesn't mean we're not going to be in for a collapse and a crash, because he has no idea how bad things could get in the next year. He has no idea what Biden will do. He has no idea. He's not a soothsayer. He doesn't look into a crystal ball and know if World War III is coming. And by the way, that could affect the economy in a good way, because wars always make the stocks go up, right? Especially defense stocks. Wow. And oil stocks. Wow. If the oil lanes and the shipping lanes are under attack, then oil becomes more valuable and oil goes up. So it may actually make the stock market go up. So I don't know about the stock market, but I feel like Main Street could collapse in the next year. And that's kind of, you know, I believe Obama's the president. I believe from the moment Biden was elected, Obama was the guy giving the orders. And Obama's entire team is in place. None of these are Biden's people. They're all Obama's people. Obama is the president. Obama lives in just two blocks or so from the White House in a mansion. He's the only president who ever left the White House and moved right near the White House and stayed in Washington, D.C. The only guy ever. I'm telling you, he's running the country. And if you looked at Obama's 8 years, the stock market went up, 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 up. Main Street was going down, 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 down. I remember Las Vegas. Every other store, two out of three stores, were empty. It was like a Great Depression. It was unbelievable how bad things were. And yet the stock market went through the roof under Obama. So these guys rig things so Wall Street goes up while the rest of it goes down. So it could be both Harry Dent and Robert Kiyosaki, who's predicting a terrible downturn, and my great friend Kip Herridge are all right at the same time. Maybe Wall Street goes up while the rest of the economy goes down. Matter of fact, under Obama, the worse the announcements were, the more the market went up. Because the minute they said more people are on welfare than ever. More people are on food stamps than ever. More people are on disability than ever. More people are on all forms of government handouts than ever. Nobody's working anymore. More small businesses are out of business at any time since the Great Depression. It was the first time in the history of America that we had 8 straight years without GDP above, I think it was above 1%, or maybe it was above 1.5%. First time in the history of America. In the Civil War, GDP had a year above that. In the American Revolution, under George Washington, we had a year above that. In the Great Depression, we had 1 year above that number in GDP under Obama. Never did. So the market went up against the backdrop of bad news. And the worse the economy was, the more the market went up, because they realized that the Fed would have to drop money on Wall Street and Wall Street would get rich. So it could be the exact same thing is going to repeat itself, and Kip is 100% right and the market's just going to go up. And I must tell you, Kip's been 100% right. I mean, 100% right in everything he has predicted in the market's, accession in the last year. Anyway, back to war beef. You need a survival food product. You just need it. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. Premium Texas beef only. No beef crumbles. You know, junky beef byproducts like the other survival food companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin. No mRNA jabs ever. Guaranteed. Only one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency, so you'll be eating in style if there's an emergency. They created a website, exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount, 15, when you use the promo code WAR15 to check out. That's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. So sure enough, here's an article that the Obama administration is linked to the Trump ballot ban in Colorado. The Colorado case against Trump was brought by Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, headed by President and CEO Noah Bookbinder, who sits on the Biden administration's Department of Homeland Security Advisory Council. They don't even hide what scam artists they are. It's unbelievable. And remember, this is an opinion show, and it's always my opinion when I say someone's a thief, someone's a crook, someone's a scam artist, someone is ripping you off, someone's a three-card Monty person. It's my opinion. They're public figures, and I'm giving you my opinion. But Bookbinder is a former trial attorney for the DOJ's Public Integrity Section and former chief counsel for criminal justice for the Senate Judiciary Committee. Just the kind of guy that likes to rig and steal elections. He repeatedly donated to former President Barack Obama's campaign. Of course he did. The DHS appointed Bookbinder in March of 2022, ahead of its first council meeting, under Secretary Mayorkas. Oh, he works with Mayorkas, the biggest fraud and the biggest guilty of treason, biggest traitor in the history of our country, who's left that border open. These are all criminals. Again, my opinion. Unbelievable. And that's who brought this lawsuit that resulted in Trump being disqualified. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. I'm just looking over this, and I'm just seeing all the terrible things this guy Bookbinder has been linked to at the Department of Homeland Security, which has opened our borders and let a foreign invasion come into our country. Millions. Unbelievable. We'll be right back. Lindell.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.